bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everybody, to Monday, June the 25th, MD Radio episode number 162. And I got to kick things off with a big rest in peace to my boy, Michael Jackson. Been 3 years already since MJ has passed, but his music lives on in eternity. So I've been playing Michael Jackson music all day. But more importantly, I've got on hold right now, four-time Mr. Olympia, three-time Arnold Classic champion. He's got a slew of professional titles to his credit, including Russia, Germany, England, Spain. He's probably got a million of them. Jay Cutler, destined for the Hall of Fame of bodybuilding, just made a West Coast appearance out here in California at the West Coast Classic for Lonnie Tipro over the weekend. Jay, welcome back to California. I hope you're enjoying the 85-degree sunny and clear sunshine that is Southern California. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Sean? Thanks for having me on.
All right, man. Well, you came out here over the weekend to Rosemead High School. You've been supporting Lonnie Tipro's West Coast Classic for many years. You made the short drive in from Las Vegas, where you live. But you've been pretty loyal to Lonnie over the years. I mean, a lot of places, some bodybuilders, they're one and done. But you have a tendency to have this reoccurring theme with Lonnie Tipro and Dave Lieberman out there in Florida, and numerous promoters constantly bring you in to do the business. How was it this weekend out here at Rosemead High School?
Yeah, it was a great time. Our fans were great. I mean, he put on another great show. It's actually the earliest show that got over for me.
Yeah.
Through the whole season. I mean, Lonnie definitely knows how to MC a contest, but you know, he's been switching venues back and forth. You know, you remember when it was in Pasadena, and
mm-hmm.
you know, he switched it around a little bit, and of course this time we landed in Rosemead. But it was a great turnout. I was really happy with the audience that was there, and of course another smoothly run contest. I was, you know, honored to be a part of it once again.
Yeah, Lonnie has a tendency that he babies his contest because he knows all the competitors literally personally. It gives them all the proper introduction, worthy of an athlete that diets for 12, 14, 16 weeks. But sometimes it gets lengthy. We get into the midnight hour. This time he was done before 10 o'clock, and everybody had an opportunity to grab some food at the Cheesecake Factory. But more importantly, Jay, you've been logging frequent flyer miles like nobody's business, including my own, and you would have thought maybe this year might have slowed down a little bit with the surgery you had at the top of the year. But in that time, in that downtime from the gym, I mean, you went on to launch your Alpha Helix business. You've got the Cutler Athletic Wear. You've got some athletes that you're sponsoring, and you're still making the tour. You're in Germany and all over the place. What's it been like now that you're back in the gym? It seems like you're on the road to recovery from the bicep injury, and you still have all these other obligations. It's not easy starting your own supplement company.
Nah, you know, it's been pretty taxing, honestly, Sean. I mean, you know, you've worked, you know, now as a bodybuilder and, of course, within the supplement industry, and it becomes day and night operation. I mean, I'm on the phones pretty much all day. I work into the night. I've been testing samples. I've been flying all over the country doing flavorings. I'll be actually next week in California for my manufacturing of the first pre-workout product called Voltagen, which is the first of the Alpha Helix supplement line, which is many on the back burner. But it's been a great experience, but it's a lot of stress and a lot of work. In the meantime, I've still been back in the gym, and I've been training, you know, testing this stuff, and of course trying to get back up to the level to be able to be back on stage and try to chase that dream of getting a fifth Mr. Olympia. And at the same time, still managing the other contract deals. You know, you mentioned the Cutler Athletics and all that. That's my own. But, you know, I'm still contracted by Muscular Development. Of course, I'm featured there in many, many videos and, of course, online. And several other endorsement deals with Chic and Eat to Grow still. All these companies out there that I'm still representing, traveling around for, plus my own guest appearances, promoting myself as a professional bodybuilder.
Not to mention, you got three Cutler Classics that I know of. You got the one in New England. You've got one coming up August 25th out here in Maryland. Of course, you just came off the one in April out in Las Vegas. I mean, talk about a guy that can be many places at one time. Did you see it getting this complex? I mean, there was a time when all you were doing was eat, sleeping, and training, and now that's kind of evolved into, you know, having to wear all of these different hats and make sure you dot the I's and cross the T's. Is it, first of all, is it still fun? And the second question, is the hunger still there?
Well, number one, I'm having the time of my life, even though I sit here and say how stressful it is. I mean, it's a great honor to be able to, you know, host competitions. I actually have four. I have the other ones, the New England Bodybuilding Championships in October. I have great other, co-promoters that I do it with. You know, the newest one, you know, with Richard out in Maryland, that's going to be the first year that we have that, you know, as a Cutler show. And, of course, in August, it's the hot time. Everyone's training and doing their thing in the summer. But it's something I always dreamed of. I mean, I wanted to be the best bodybuilder, but I also wanted to be a great businessman, and I wanted to give back to the athletes, and I'm actually enjoying that more than ever now, being able to give something back to the business and still be able to go in the gym and train. And, you know, although I think my energy has been mainly on, you know, Alpha Helix and, of course, the promotional stuff and traveling, which it always is, and this is usually the time I buckle down for Olympia prep, you know, I have the big launch of Alpha Helix here in the next week or so, and that's, you know, my mind is kind of on that right now, so that's why I'm really, you know, taking the next couple weeks and, of course, trying to decide, you know, how I would go into Olympia prep and be able to be at my best. And right now, you know, I'm still tied up in the things I've been working on for the past, several months now with my line.
Well, I get this question a lot because we know bodybuilding is global. You know it firsthand. You got the passports to prove it. But at the end of the day, there's got to be some place that you like to go, whether it's bodybuilding related or otherwise. In all of your travels, does something stand out above the rest in terms of having that opportunity to leave Las Vegas, where you're not from, and not California, but when you're back there in Massachusetts, and now you've lived this lifestyle and you've been all over the world, is there some place that stands out, like, you know, being Mr. Olympia and being a bodybuilder in general help provide this one memory for me that no one can take away from me, and I've traveled the world, and this is where, you know, this is the place that really stands out. What place would that be for Jay?
Well, I always said, you know, the most touching place I went was definitely Peru, which, you know, I was able to sit in front of, you know, a community of, you know, really underprivileged people, especially kids. I visited an orphanage there. It was a great experience for me, and that's when I actually felt like, wow, this is who I am, and I actually am something to these people, and I really took that experience to heart. But, you know, if you ask me where I like to go, I mean, that's definitely staying home. I mean, you know, traveling, it gets really, it gets frustrating sometimes, especially when you're trying to train and eat. But places I would like to still see, I haven't been to Greece yet. I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to go there. I'm going to be launching this brand worldwide. So I think even now, you know, with the supplement brand and still being a competitive bodybuilder, I'm going to get the chance to travel in places still that, if you ask me this question in a year or two, I would tell you someplace different possibly. But it's never going to change from that trip when I did Peru and Chile and everything. It was a huge experience for me to be able to sit and visit with those people. I've gone twice, actually. So
yeah, Peru's one place I hadn't got to. Chile, I have been to Argentina, but I didn't make it on the other side. Speaking of that, now we got the Arnold Classic moving to Brazil. Not moving to Brazil, but being added in 2013. Rio de Janeiro, the Arnold Classic will take place on Mother's Day weekend, the 9th of May through the 11th of May. Expanding, and Arnold said, you know, emphatically, he wants to get one on every continent. I think he's maybe talking about maybe four or five, and he'll be happy. I don't see us going to Antarctica anytime soon, but I could see Australia being added in there and maybe China and even Russia. But with that being said, our last Europe Arnold Classic champion, Victor Martinez, walked off with $40,000 and straight into incarceration for like 7 months. He's barely been back at it for maybe 2 months. He's done basically a body transformation. He looks phenomenal. He's eating and training. Is it realistic that he's a guy that can pick up where he left off jumping into this year's Olympia too much, too soon? Or is this something that he needs because the clock is ticking and he's got to get back to where he once was?
I think Victor can be right up there with these guys, to be honest. I mean, I think his body will respond really well. I mean, we all know he wasn't really able to lift weights, and I haven't seen what he really looks like. I haven't been online in the last few days to really look at that stuff. But I think he can bounce back. I mean, the field is deep only to a certain point, but, you know, I think the top three or four guys, you know, is pretty much a locked-in deal. But, you know, Victor was fourth last year. There's no reason he can't be knocking at the door for that. Is he gonna go against Phil and Branch and Wolf, you know, Kai Green for the title? I'm not really so sure about that. But I think he can be right up there and stand with those guys in a very competitive way. And if not, he can bounce back and come back and win the Arnold in 13 if that's what he chooses to do. He's definitely, a chance to do that.
So do you think the Olympia is going to be more of a warm-up return to the stage? And you got the Shuru, and then you got the Madrid Europe. And I mean, can he? I'm not sure he can go out of the country and pick up where he left off. But we know we got Shuru in India, right there in October, a week after the Olympia. And then October 13th, the Madrid Arnold Classic, and then October 20th, we got the UK Championships. And later on in November, we have the newly formed Prague Championships. If he can't leave the country, those shows are out of the question. So he'd have to be putting all of his eggs into the Olympia in September.
Yeah, I would definitely compete. I'm sure he's going to compete in those other shows if he can travel out of the country. I don't know what kind of restrictions he has, but you got to remember, Victor's, he's been a great athlete for a long time. I think he has around the same within 3 days of my birthday. So he's going to be 39 here coming up, going into this Olympia. He doesn't have a lot of time left to be a top contender for these contests. And this guy, he's publicized widely. I mean, he's an MHP athlete. He's a muscular development athlete. He's under the Sheik, belt line. I mean, he's got a lot of endorsements that he still needs to fulfill, and he's got a great fan base. So there's no reason for him to hold back. And I think, the fans want to see him. They're excited to see him out and seeing him improving. And, as long as he gets back up on stage and gets back to where close to where he was, I mean, it's going to be an achievement in itself. So I want to wish him the best of luck, and I'll definitely support any decision he makes, as a friend and also a competitor.
Well, speaking of the twilight, I mean, 40 is creeping up on both you and Victor. August 3rd, you share the same birthday as my wife. Have you seen life after bodybuilding? Have you looked beyond? Are you going to be one of those guys that's, you've got 4 Jay Cutler Classics. You're already still working very heavily with the magazines and doing all the business. You've got Anthony Almeida, one of the guys you're working with from Generate with the Alpha Helix line. The perception is Jay's set. He doesn't have to really do anything, but you're not ready to go out and just, retire and disappear from bodybuilding. You're one of those guys that's going to stick around, maybe even add more of the Jay Cutler footprint on the sport of bodybuilding the way that Gaspari and Labrada have?
I would like to. I mean, I can't predict the future, and I will always be involved in bodybuilding to some extent. Will I travel and be guest posing all over the country? I mean, look, I haven't even been on a guest posing platform since the surgery this year, and the only reason I was, even after the Olympia, is I was, contracted to, but with the injury, I would have had it cut a lot sooner and, of course, been on the recovery trail a lot sooner if I didn't have those booked-out appearances. But, I just look at it as I take everything that comes, I evaluate it. I got the supplement brand now. I will continue to work with the magazines. I mean, it looks like Muscular Development. I will continue to work with them, as long as I can actively, contribute to that magazine. I mean, you yourself know life after bodybuilding and being a bodybuilder, you kind of take things as they come and see what opportunities arise. And the contest promotion has been great. I mean, I'm having great success at it so far. The numbers are continuing to grow, but I think the most important thing is the competitors are growing. I mean, we're getting more divisions out there. It's not necessarily bodybuilding. I mean, you see the bikini, the men's physique, that kind of stuff. It's just giving more opportunities to promoters to actually get out there and have better contests, more attendance, and, of course, just get more people involved. And I think that's really what it comes down to is, to try to teach what I've done over the past, 21 years and use my experience to help others, reach certain goals, and that's all I can do.
Well, right on, Jay. I'm going to say we spoke off the record. You're going to have an announcement coming up in the coming week or so. You'll come back here on Indie Radio and share with your listeners what's in store for Jay as it relates to the upcoming 47th, 48th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia. But in the meantime, keep giving back. We'll catch you at the next Jay Cutler Classic, August the 25th out in Maryland.
Of course, I want to give a big shout out to Dave Borlée. It's his birthday today, the big 4-0. So make sure you fans get out there and give Dave the support on his birthday here.
Right on. Mad Max 6, Dave Borlée. Happy birthday. Thanks for calling in, Jay. We'll catch up later.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Mr. Olympia taking a commercial break. We'll come back with the NPC District State Chairman of Maryland and IFBB professional bodybuilder Richard Siegelman right after this.
Yeah. This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! That's not you! It's not you! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new PhosFlex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Levrone Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroneFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumaPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMansRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phone. All right, it's another Michael Jackson tribute. Dirty Diana. Just chilling. Listening to my Michael Jackson music all day. Rest in peace. With that being said, I got to go all the way out to Maryland to bring on professional bodybuilder, contest promoter, extraordinaire, Richard Sigelman, who's doing big things, added two new contests to the calendar season to join his NPC Maryland State Bodybuilding Fitness Figure Bikini, the whole works, championships, the national qualifier for this year's upcoming national championships taking place the third weekend in November out in Atlanta, Georgia this year. Let's bring on Rich Sigelman. Rich, welcome to MD Radio.
Hey, Sean. Thanks a lot. Always a pleasure being on. I appreciate it.
Yes, it is, considering you were a former 5-0, a former cop, I might add. How many years did you put in as a cop on active duty?
Believe it or not, I put in almost 20 years, about 17 years, and then retired because I had some extra leave left over, so I retired with 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even look old enough to have 20 years under your belt. I never thought I'd have cops as friends, but here we are. You've made the progression from being a cop to a bodybuilder. You got your professional card by winning your class at the Nationals, became the state district chairman, and now you've added not only to the Maryland Maryland State Championships, but also the Jay Cutler Classic in August the 25th and the Sean Ray Classic taking place out there in October the 27th. But right now, coming up this weekend, give us a little bit of the particulars as to what's going down out there in Maryland at Goucher College.
Yeah, we have this weekend, Sean, everyone, I mean, there's been such a buzz here in Maryland for the show this year. It's the NPC Metrics Maryland State East Coast Classic Championships. It's an open national qualifier. And this year we already have 140 pre-registered. So that's not total, that's just pre-registration. We still have registration to go on Friday at the host hotel and Saturday at the venue itself. So we're looking at well over 200 competitors this year.
Yeah, it's crazy how the numbers are jumping up. It makes the promoters happy, puts butts in the arena. Of course, the purists that are bodybuilders don't like the, you know, inclusion of the physique. But then again, I remember when the bodybuilding women didn't like the inclusion of the women's figure, and the women's figure didn't like the inclusion of the bikini, and now we've got the influx of the physique. I think ultimately everybody's happy because there's a little something for everyone. You don't have to go to the extreme of being a bodybuilder to get on stage and show your hard work, but at the same time, it makes for a long ending. You and I have got a nice little formula that gets people in and out. They still have time to grab dinner, and it seems like, you know, with the awards, did you change up the awards this year for the Maryland State?
Well, actually, we're going with the swords again this year, and then along with the swords, I also went ahead and made certificates to go along with the swords this year. So very excited about the trophy. That's one of the things that everybody always asks me about all the time. Hey, Rich, you guys having swords again this year? And I said, absolutely. Yeah. And the competitors love them.
Yeah, well, I mean, on top of that, I mean, the venue is second to none. Goucher College right there in Townsend, Maryland. I don't know the area very well, but I've been looking at the map. It's a good facility. There's a second show that's going to be there. Is that the Cutler Classic or is it Sean Ray Classic that's at Goucher?
At Goucher, we have, of course, the show June 30th. And, by the way, it's literally about 5 minutes away from Baltimore Inner Harbor. So you have beautiful surroundings around the whole area there that holds over 1,200 people, state-of-the-art theater. And then we bounced to Rockville. August 25th for the Jay Cutler Baltimore Classic, mm-hmm. and then bounced back to Goucher for the show you and I are doing October 27th, and that's the Sean Ray, the NPC Sean Ray Baltimore Washington Grand Prix.
Right, and now is Jose Raymond the featured guest poser this weekend?
Yeah, very excited. Jose, I talked to Jose the other day, and he's staying in shape. He's about 2 1/4 right now, so he's staying around what he weighed at the New York Pro. His words to me were that he's literally 12 weeks out from the Olympia. He wants to stay in shape. So everybody's in for a big treat because Jose's in great shape right now, and I'm really excited.
Now, Rich, you were there with me when we did the Evolution of Bodybuilding on the Jay Cutler segment. I didn't want to put him to the fire too hard because he's got an announcement that he wants to hold off and release on his own time. He said it'll be either next week or the week after as it relates to the upcoming Olympia. His hopes were to get through the surgery, put some size on, get his body back in shape, and then compete and try to go for number 5. He still sounds positively headed in that direction, but you and I both know that training with an injury and not being 100% could be catastrophic in terms of coming back too soon. I recommended to Jay that he comes back and does the Arnold Classic and gets, you know, number four at the Arnold to match his Olympia titles, and then, you know, make the run at number five next year in September. But you can't keep a good man down. What would your philosophy, what advice would you give Jay? I mean, take being a fan aside, you're a professional bodybuilder. What would you do if you were Jay, knowing Phil Heath is there 100% and you're coming off an injury?
You know, with Jay, it's pretty obvious. I mean, what he really needs to do is he really needs to think this out, and I'm sure he will, and I'm sure his camp and everyone, they'll sit down and they'll talk about this. And, you know, it's really hard, especially the way bodybuilding's going right now. You really don't want to do a show if you're not more than 100%. Mm-hmm. And for Jay to go into a show with 90% or 95%, I don't even think he would be comfortable with that. So unless he's 100%, and he might, you know, his announcement might be that, you know, hey, things are going great, healing's fine, I'm ready to go. He might say that he's ready to go.
Yeah, but here's the deal. You don't know if you're 90% until you're like a couple of weeks away from the show. So do you sacrifice that time and effort that it takes to become Mr. Olympia and go to battle to realize on a couple of weeks to go there's not enough gas in the tank? And you can't pull the plug, although he's probably got an open-door policy. He can pull the plug on this preparation at any given time and not have any sanctions against him. But if you're even second-guessing about being 100%, don't you make that decision months away from the show instead of weeks away?
Yeah. You know, Sean, I mean, both of us, we've competed for so many years, and, of course, we both retired. And it's hard, though. I mean, this sport, literally, you want to get on stage. It's so addictive. You want to be out there. And sometimes, you know, we sort of talk ourselves saying, you know what, I am fine. I am okay. And he might start training for the Olympia and then finally realize a couple weeks out that, you know what, the body's not doing what it needs to do. I need to, you know, take a step back and maybe not do it this year. I mean, it's hard for us to make that decision right off the bat. I'm sure whatever decision he makes, it's going to be a smart one, and it's going to be something that, of course, that he can live with, and he will. I mean, Jay's a champion, so he will make the right decision, and we'll either see him on stage at the Olympia this year or the Arnold and the Olympia next year.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I believe Jay turns the ripe old age of 40 on August the 3rd. If I'm wrong, he'll be 39, but I'm almost certain he'll be 40 August the 3rd. And he will be wiser going in this year's Olympia as a result of those numbers in his tank, whereas Phil Heath has been preserving his body, traveling the country, doing the business, enjoying being Mr. Olympia, looking forward to any challenge, probably will come from a refreshed, hungry Kai Greene, and, of course, Victor Martinez on the comeback trail. But without further ado, we are headed into the state of Maryland this weekend on Saturday, where Jose Raymond, last year's New York Pro Champion, is going to be on the comeback trail of sorts. He missed the mark in New York this year, but he definitely wants to get back there to the Olympia lineup and do that 212-pound Olympia showdown. It's all going to start this Saturday at Goucher College. Richard, where can people go to get tickets and information about the contest?
All the information on the show is on our website, www.marylandnpc.com, or you can shoot me an email at richpft@aol.com. Or you can even give me a call. My phone's been blowing up the last couple of weeks at 410-241-5841.
Well, there's nobody that does it any better than you, and I got to commend you for adding those two monstrous shows on the back end of the Maryland States. August 25th, the Jay Cutler Classic, Sean Ray Classic taking place later on in the year after the Olympia, October the 27th. I'll be out there representing you and Muscular Development and the whole crew out there. But we look forward for a humongous show, Maryland State Contest, this Saturday. We'll see you in a couple of short days. Rich, thanks for calling in.
Sean, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And looking forward to seeing you, bro, and having some fun this weekend.
Right on. That's IFBB Pro Richard Singleman running the state of Maryland as the District 8 State Chairman. We'll be back here with all the results next week to see who wound up qualifying to head on into the NPC National Championships taking place out in November in Hotlanta, Georgia. We're going to come back on the other side of the break with Arizona's promoter out there. He's got the IFBB Arizona Pro Championships taking place in Phoenix on September the 1st, which I believe is Labor Day weekend. Stryker Salomon, right after this commercial break.
Yeah. This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric oxide war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb?
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at leveroniformula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Run! Oh my goodness! Business as usual, man! I still here! It's not yet!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other... All right, it's a tribute to Michael Jackson, passed away 3 years ago. Seems like it was yesterday the King of Pop was moonwalking across the stage at the 25th anniversary of the American Music Awards, and he is now resting in peace up there in the big sky with my father up there. But anyways, with that being said, the state of bodybuilding continues as these icons slowly make their exit out of the way and new ones coming up. And speaking of guys that continually stay on the grind to keep the promotion of bodybuilding and fitness and physique and all of that stuff alive for those athletes that have the passion for the sport. We got to give it up for Stryker Salomon by way of Arizona. He continually puts these shows on and builds it, hoping for them to come. And the athletes now have an opportunity, Labor Day weekend, out there in Arizona, to get back up on a stage with the IFBB titles at stake and Olympia qualifications, I might add. Stryker Salomon, welcome back to MD Radio. Big Stryker X. Stryker's calling in from the phone that has a tin can and a shoestring, I presume. Stryker, you press the button that says mute, and then you'll be unmuted, and I can maybe hear you on your cell phone. All right, chime in when you hear me, and you're able to talk. While I'm waiting for Stryker to talk and interrupt my conversation here, my monologue, while he gets the phone situation sorted out, I'll bring you guys up to speed with some other things taking place in the world of bodybuilding. We do know that taking place this weekend is another IFBB competition going down. It is called the Europa Championships, the Battle of Champions, going on down there in Connecticut, Hartford, Connecticut, put on by Ed and Betty Parizo. They've just released a little bit more of the information. It's amazing how quiet this contest has snuck up on us. Not a whole lot of promotion. I don't get it. It's on Saturday, Friday the 29th and the 30th. It's going down at the convention, Connecticut Convention Center. We've seen Troy Alves went out there and a couple of epic battles go on, but this contest, the expo portion, is blown up, but doesn't get a whole lot of publicity. So we know there's some sponsors on Nutrex, Labrada, VPX, Diamondize. They're all out there sponsoring ALR. Ed and Betty Parizo, they always do a great job with their expo, and they throw the bodybuilding in there. They're putting it on with Scott Templeton. There's $10,000 Muscle Farm Assault Obstacle Course that's at stake. There's CrossFit, IFBB Pro, NPC Bodybuilding, Bikini, Figure, Physique, MMA, Grappling, Arm Wrestling, Powerlifting, Kids Fun, Karate, Wrestling, the whole nine yards. Watch the pros train, Taekwondo and Strongman. Of course, this also marks the return of women's professional bodybuilding, the Pro Bodybuilding Championship taking place. That's going to be interesting because there's not a lot of pro bodybuilding shows this side of the Olympia and the Arnold Classic, and they've released an updated competitors list. On the men's side in the pro division right now, they got a lineup of about 15 people, could grow up to 20 at the last minute, but a few notables. We got former USA champion Greg Atoyan, did very well this year up in Toronto, Canada, was able to creep up there and get into third place, I believe it was. Mohamed Banu from Lebanon's coming back. A.D. Cherry from Modesto, California is going to be jumping in that show. We're going to see the return of Jeff Long by way of New Jersey. Juan Morel, your former North America bodybuilding champion from New Rochelle, New York, is going to jump in there. And Issei Obaid, remember that guy, won the amateur Arnold, then went on to win the Europa Dallas Championships. He's back all the way from Dubai to jump on the stage. And Fred Biggie Smalls, your heavyweight NPC national champion from Delaware, will be on stage along with a few others. We've got Randy Rettinger from North Carolina. We've got people representing France, Canada, Kuwait, Lebanon, Iran. I mean, this is a pretty big international show taking place on the men's side of things. And, of course, on the women's bodybuilding side, a few notables. We've got the return of national champion middleweight Lisette Acevedo by way of New York. We've got Tassie Combe from Louisiana, Amber DiFrancesco from Pennsylvania, Sarah Hayes out of Dallas. She won the USA Championships. Of course, Hallie Nelson from Denmark, a very complete bodybuilder, took a long sabbatical, came back. Former North America champion Monique Jones, Bonnie Pappas. So the women's lineup looks pretty decent. It's going to be very competitive. We're going to keep an eye out for that. But let's move it back to our promoter, Stryker Salomon, by way of Arizona. Are you on the line? Big Stryker. Trying once again. Stryker.
Hello.
There you are. Man, it sounds like you're calling me from the bathroom phone.
No, I'm in my office, man, calling you.
Okay, man, I'm trying to get you some airtime, brother. What's going on out there in Arizona? How hot is it right now?
110 today.
110, and Florida's getting hit with torrential downpour and flooding.
Yep.
Nice 85 and clear here, Stryker. So people were wondering whether or not this show was going on, and I had to confirm with you over the weekend when you were here at Lonnie Deeper's show. Give us some of the information going on out there in Arizona on September the 1st for the Bodybuilding Fitness Championships.
Well, the Phoenix Pro is here to stay. We try and do everything we can in our power to make sure it stays on the calendar. You know, it's not easy having a men's open division in every show you do. And since I became a promoter, I've never backed down, and I said every show we do is going to have a men's division. And we've been doing the men's open every show. So it hasn't been easy, but we're doing what we can. Just like you said, we putting our heart and soul out there for the athletes. September 1st, we'll have men's open, women's physique, and figure.
Okay.
Being that we were the first promotion company to start women's physique, we're going to stick to helping women's physique as we go along and still do the men's open divisions.
Right, right. Well, last time we were there earlier in the year, it was the 212 division. Now we're going back to the men's open, where a year ago, I think it was Troy Alves walked off with the last pro men's open up there.
Yeah, the last Phoenix Pro last year, August 25th, Troy walked away with the crown.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying that he wants to come back and take it again. But as you told me, Ed Nunn, I think Troy has some competition there.
Yeah.
So I won't discount Ed Nunn at all.
Well, and also your competition's coming on the heels of the Europa Dallas only a couple of short weeks after that show, where you're definitely to get some spillover. I know Tony Freeman said he was going to do a few shows. Mind you, only the winner of the contest will go on to compete in Las Vegas if they're not already qualified. So your show is sitting in a very good position, being one of the final ones. The following week is going to be the Helsinki Pro Show. I don't think very many Americans are going to fly to Europe. So your show really is the last stand for someone to get to the Olympia. I would be very surprised if that's not a stacked lineup that might feature some guys that are on the hunt to try to get back to that Mr. Olympia lineup. And as far as the women's physique, it's the women's physique, and did you say bikini as well?
No, we thought of doing bikini, but we decided not to because, and then there's another news I have for you now that we're on the air.
Yeah.
We're also in the process. We've talked to Lee Thompson. We're just basically waiting for our promoter, I'm sorry, for our sponsor, Lone Star Distribution.
Yep.
To help us out and put pen to paper, and we'll go live with it first. We'll start with you, of course. We want to do the first Dallas Pro-Am.
Right.
And we're hoping to do a men's open division in that, too, with bikini and, if we can, women bodybuilding.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Do you know where that's going to be? Will that be in Dallas, Texas?
We haven't really decided where, but, you know, when Striker X does a show, we make sure the event is phenomenal.
Yeah, no doubt.
We'll find the best theater for our athletes.
We'll definitely come back here, Striker, to let us know when you get to that point. Lee Thompson's a great guy to partner up with. He's also got a show going on with the Phil Heath Classic out there. So if anybody's going to do it right, I know that Lee Thompson will combine with you. It's going to be nothing but a success. We're going to try to get you back on right as we lead up to your show Labor Day weekend towards the end of August, maybe right after the Europa show, as things start to crystallize and you get the lineup, and we can come back here and talk a little bit more. But right now, really quick, is there a website people can get details on the show at?
Yes, phoenixproshow.com.
All right,
they can get all the information they need on the Phoenix Pro coming up September 1st. And we're sticking to the same venue and the same hotel because of how close they are to each other and to the airport. Makes it a lot easier on the athletes.
Yep.
So it's not gonna, it's more, it's gonna be like the back home.
Okay, that's Mesa Performing Arts Theater?
Mesa Arts Center.
Yeah, that's awesome theater. We look forward to coming back there to Arizona. I, for one, will definitely be there. I think it is the same weekend as the North America Championships, which have now moved from Cleveland to Pittsburgh with Gary Udit. But I definitely will be at the Striker Show right here in Phoenix, Arizona, a stone's throw from California. So we'll bring you back on as it gets a little bit closer. Thanks for sharing that information, Striker.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate you.
All right, we'll take a final commercial break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the upcoming Europa Championships taking place in Connecticut. One short week, actually this weekend, after this commercial break.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest. Fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Business as usual, man!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Aww.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, it is an MJ tribute show. Michael Jackson, the greatest of all time, king of pop, rocking his jams all day and all night. But we are headed into the NPC Europa show out in Hartford, Connecticut, where there's an NPC National Qualifier put on by Ed and Betty Parizo with Scott Timbleton. And, of course, there's all kinds of stuff going on at their expo. Looks like Muscle Farm is a major presence and a force there. It's going down at the Connecticut Convention Center Friday and Saturday in Hartford. Make sure you get out there and check out some seminars by Jay Cutler, IFBB Pro Branch Warren, and Big Kai Green is going to be in the house over there. Visit www.europaexpo.com. But also taking place out here on the west side, we've got something shaping up to be very, very big. I'm going to bring on the event promoter, Mark Mazura, from right here in California. He also puts on the LA Fit Expo, but now he's broadening his horizons. He's joined forces with the Hall of Famer Flex Wheeler's father-in-law, Paul Love, who's put on shows for many, many years. Mark, welcome back to Indy Radio.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I totally forgot you were on hold, and I get really excited when I start spewing out all this information. But, man, so much stuff is coming up so fast. I'm headed to Maryland to MC a bodybuilding show. You're still putting this whole thing together out here. Is it San Jose or is it Sacramento?
No, it's San Jose. It's going to be at the McHenry San Jose Convention Center on Saturday and Sunday, July 14th and 15th.
Right.
And as you mentioned, Paul Love is bringing in his San Jose NPC Championships, which is bodybuilding, figure, physique, bikini, the whole nine yards, and that's going to be part of the expo. And we're also going to bring up many of the same great competitions and performances that we've had down in L.A. for the previous 9 years, make it a big Northern California bodybuilding and fitness weekend for everybody.
Yeah, well, it's a smooth running machine when you put two people like yourself together, because Paul's been doing the bodybuilding show forever. Me and Lonnie Tieper were talking about when we were trading off back and forth, emceeing his shows, and now to bring this big expo on top of it from Southern California up to Northern California should make for a very interesting weekend for the fans that are up there, because I'm certain there's going to be a lot of pros from various disciplines of the physical fitness world supporting all of that stuff. What are the advantages to moving it to Northern California, especially during July? The weather is perfect for this time of year up there.
Well, it's not so much that we're moving it. It's just that we're creating another expo to satisfy the demand that's coming from Northern California. We've gotten many, many inquiries from attendees, consumers, as well as a lot of our exhibitors and sponsors that there's a void in Northern California. And the expo that we've launched and grown here in Southern California, as you referred to, now coming up on its 10th anniversary, is the largest bodybuilding and fitness expo on the West Coast. But a lot of the folks from Northern California can't make it down for a weekend, especially in late January.
Right.
So we looked at the calendar. We looked at when other events are. We tried to find a time where we might be able to get up there and put something together to bring all the great stars and the great competitions up to all those folks in Northern California. And we originally picked August, but we moved it to July because Paul's show is a national qualifier. And we wanted to make sure that their competitors had a chance, you know, to enter the show prior to the big contest in August.
Yeah, and so where do people go to find out more information, like as it comes up? It's the 14th and 15th. I unfortunately will be in Las Vegas. My daughter's dance national championships are that weekend, or I'd be there. But where can people go to find out information and plan for that regarding hotel or tickets and stuff?
They can go to our website, which is thefitexpo.com, thefitexpo.com, and there they'll see a tab for the San Jose event and, of course, a separate one for our Los Angeles show that comes up next January. Tickets are available, discount coupons at all the GNC stores in Northern California, all the Subway restaurants, many of the health clubs and gyms around the area. And the people are guaranteed to have a great time, come out for Saturday, Sunday, or both days, see everything from the powerlifting, the strongman, the bodybuilding and physique competitions, the Gracie jiu-jitsu competition, seminars and workshops by some of the top pros like Jay Cutler and Ben Pekulski and Greg Atoyan. You're going to have them guest posing. We're bringing Flex up there as part of the All-American EFX presentation booth, and Corey Everson is going to make an appearance. Hopefully Paul will be there as well, and there's always some surprises.
Yeah, we look forward to it, because I know what you've been doing in California has just turned into a monstrosity, and I heard the California, Southern California one that you have at the top of the year here in L.A. Is expanding. You're adding more space.
Yep, we'll be over 200,000 square feet come January, and for the 10th anniversary, we're hopefully going to knock it out of the park and treat all the Southern California fans to something really, really special.
Well, you guys have been doing a tremendous job, and it's no wonder you're expanding up to San Jose. I wouldn't be surprised if you got a couple more down the road in various parts of the country, not just California. But keep up the good work, man, and Well, hopefully, maybe right before we get to it, we can bring on Flex and he can talk about his father-in-law's involvement with the bodybuilding side of things and make sure everybody gets all the information as we head into July the 14th and 15th up in San Jose. Mark, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having us, Sean. Best of luck with everything.
All right. One of the hardest working men in all of physical fitness, not just bodybuilding, Mark Mazurek. We're growing old together. We came up with that guy back in the late 80s, and he's been doing it. I mean, when they had the muscle camps at Loyola Marymount, Mark was there putting all that stuff together. It's a lot of logistics in there, a lot of sports, a lot of sponsors, a lot of athletes. And for whatever reason, Mark's got the right kind of talent and the right kind of attitude and motivation to make that glue stick. It's no wonder Paul Love has decided to join forces and bring Mark into the fold and expand his bodybuilding championships up there, San Jose, California. Look for that on July 14th and 15th. And with that, we have come to a close of episode 162. We're going to come back next week with some results from all the guys that qualify for the Olympia weekend and the gals out there in Connecticut and Europa as well. We'll try to get big Dorian Yates. I know Dorian's got a contest coming up out there in Austin, Texas. We're going to try to track him down and bring him in. We're going to find out what's been going on with Ronnie Coleman and Lee Haney if I can. Make sure if you haven't got it yet, The Evolution of Bodybuilding at evolutionofbodybuilding.com, where you can listen to the history of the Olympia that includes Joe Weider and all the 9 of the 13 Olympians talking about all of that good stuff. That's The Evolution of Bodybuilding. Check that out. So congratulations go out to the Miami Heat and Michael Jackson. Keep moonwalking. That's it for us here at MD Radio 162. Peace. And I'm out. To the wild, wild west, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state, where the bomb ass hit. You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.